Here are the Straits of Hormuz, the Persian Gulf, the Indian Ocean, and Iran. Once again, the world attention is focused upon Iran and its growing nuclear capability and the implications for the Middle East, for the state of Israel, for the price of oil in the entire world. And again, we are focused upon what's taking place there in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. We're reminding ourselves where that is and how close that is to Jerusalem and Israel and how they're just surrounded by all the Arab states. And I think sometimes we forget how close that is and all the commotion that's going over there right now with warships right in the Straits of Hormuz, the United Naval Base right there, and everything's on high alert because of all the difficulties that are going on right now.
And world leaders have said that a nuclear Iran is a question that is not going to be acceptable. It is not an acceptable situation. Will Israel attack, do a preemptive attack to knock out the Iranian capability? Will America support it? What will China and Russia do? All of this is swirling around us once again as we realize we're coming down to a decision time. Diplomatic sanctions are not really working, and will the military option have to be played?
Mm-hmm. And there's no doubt the Middle East is the focus of Bible prophecy, Jerusalem in particular. In fact, we've talked a lot about it. We've had programs about it. We have lots of literature about the Middle East and Bible prophecy. It is a focal point for the end time.
And it puts us back to exactly what Jesus said when he was asked what would be the signs of the end of the age and his comment about world conditions.
Mm-hmm. In Luke chapter 21, he said very specifically that when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first. And then he said in verse 10, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. So there will be a great tribulation. There will be a focus on difficulties in the Middle East. And so we better be ready and we better be watching for that time.
And when we hear this talk, that puts us once again to Christ's warning there. And the idea of a warning and watching really puts us back to understanding what is our spiritual condition, or is it on high alert? Is it strong enough to be able to properly discern the times and to know how strong our relationship with God is? That's the ultimate test for us as Christians.
That is. It's not just watching the news, but it's making sure your spiritual life, you're watching that and you're ready for Christ's return.
That's BT Daily. Join us next time.